League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Vox Markets. I am John Heumann, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Jeremy Skillington, Chief Exec of Poolbeg Pharma. How are you doing, Jeremy?
Very well, John. Very well. Great to be back on.
Yeah, good to have you back on. You've obviously been busy because it's results day for 2022. We've obviously talked a lot in the past about everything that's been going on at Poolbeg in what was a very, very busy year. But perhaps you can summarise what you're saying to the market today.
Yeah, no, as I say, it is great to be announcing our results. We've made significant progress in the last year, our first full year of trading, as it were, after IPOing in July of 21. So I think most importantly for a company, our lead program, POV001, we completed the LPS challenge study and recently reported positive results from that trial. So very excited with the data we've seen. So it's, you know, safe and well tolerated as expected, but also importantly, it had a potent effect on systemic and localized inflammatory response in this LPS challenge model in a dose-dependent manner. So again, very exciting, kind of, you know, demonstrating to us that this is a drug that could have huge potential. So again, you know, we see immediate potential utility in severe influenza, which we were going after from generating, you know, identifying P38 as a target that drives severe influenza. And now we see it looking into other acute inflammatory conditions as well. So again, very exciting time for the company. More immediately, you know, we're looking beyond to be, we're a clinical stage company right now. We want to continue with these clinical activities to generate, very good and positive human data. We are moving 001. I say very intrigued about a role that it could play to stop inflammation in a cancer treatment called CAR-T, where upwards of 95% of these patients have this cytokine release syndrome that, again, P38 could play a role in. So we're looking to get some clinical validation of that hypothesis as well. So, you know, we see this as an attractive next step in the molecule. We are, undergoing collaboration discussions right now, partnering discussions. But obviously, want to add value to the program as we drive that forward. So that's our lead program, POV001. Again, excited where it has the data we've generated and the potential to apply in multiple diseases. But of course, we're not stopping there. We've quite a diversified pipeline of products primarily in infectious diseases, but looking beyond that as well into oncology and metabolic syndromes. But what a year 2022 has been! And again, hats off to the Poolbeg team who've worked really hard to drive these forward. And if you'll allow me, I'll summarize in a few words what we did achieve last year. So we have two AI deals that we secured, that we signed, we activated, and moved forward with. One with Cytoreason looking at influenza, and they built the AI models and moving that forward to understand if we can get new drug targets and ultimately new drugs for influenza. And then RSV, another respiratory syncytial virus disease, working with 1-3 they identified novel drug targets and treatments, you know, so we're working through those as well. We in-licensed two programs. One was an RNA-based immunotherapy for respiratory viral infections, POM002. And then we in-licensed a vaccine against a tropical subtropical disease called melioidosis, where there's a 54% fatality rate there, and POM003, we call it. So again, that's been very active. But then we're building further into platforms around oral vaccines. And again, that was grant-funded as part of Poolbeg, as you know, where we have a capital-light model. So getting grant funding will extend, you know, the runway, will essentially fund that program in the collaboration. And as I say, very excited for 001 in particular, with the strong clinical data we've received and moving into oncology. And then lastly, we've branched out into metabolic diseases, looking at oral delivery of GLP-1 that, again, we feel will have potential for diabetes and obesity. So a fantastic year for the company. You know, obviously, we're not stopping there. And, you know, lots to do. And we'll continue to work hard to, as I said, to get these medicines through the clinic and ultimately through partnerships onto the market. And again, a benefit to patients and our shareholders.
Mm, now, it's been an incredible year of progress. And, I, you know, I guess one of the most incredible things about it is that with all this going on, all of these different development strands going on, you've managed to end the year with a huge amount of cash on the balance sheet. Again, I mean, this is testament to the capital light model. Can you tell me exactly how that's worked? Because obviously that in drug development is the big thing that investors always worry about.
Absolutely. I mean, you can burn a hole in pockets very easily in drug discovery and development. But yes, ending the year with 16.2 million, you know, leaves us in a very healthy position in, you know, what's essentially, we have fairly admit is challenging times. But again, it's down to discipline, I think. Disciplined capital allocation. We look at programs that we see have the best chance. They're close to the clinic, let's say. And, you know, we do, particularly being in the infectious disease space, these are not very long, lengthy clinical trials. We can generate human data with, again, relatively modest budgets. And again, we'll try and stretch that as long as we can. Again, the programs we bring in are on attractive terms, so we don't spend heavily on those. And we see them as essentially being de-risked, up to now. But obviously, we want to de-risk them further. And again, supplementing that with the grant funding, like we did with our oral vaccine, that obviously helps with the cash balance as well. But we don't intend to stop there as well. We have a number of other grant applications that we're applying for, and hopefully we'll be successful with to extend the runway. But you're right. I mean, £16.2 million at the end of the year is very healthy, and we'll continue to be disciplined in the programs that we spend it on.
I presume the AI partnerships help you with keeping that capital light model, you know, essentially operating as it should and intended.
Yes, I mean, it's a good example. I mean, the AI, you know, we were collaborating well on that. Clear to say, like, we brought very exciting, very unique data sets into the AI collaborations. Our partners are developing it. The outputs we essentially own and move those forward. And it's kind of a downstream structure where we partner the outputs from this and then, as I say, generate revenue from those partnering discussions. But, you know, AI gets you to that kind of not quite finish line. You get to, you know, understanding the disease data set much more quickly than was able to do in the past. So it's a time benefit as well, which obviously links into the cost benefit. So yeah, AI is a good example where we're managing the spend, as I say, in the capital light model, but the outputs would be very valuable.
Yeah, it's transformational. It's been an amazing year. You know, how are you going to match it in 2023? What's coming down the road?
Match it. I like that. Yeah. Listen, we've built, as I say, like just over the last 20 months or so, you know, we've built a very exciting pipeline. Strong cash position obviously helps right now. I think the excellent data we generated with the LPS challenge study, you know, looks to perhaps on a nice springboard, positions us well for 2023 towards our first partnering transaction. That's ultimately the, you know, validation of the Poolbeg business model. So we recruited head of business development last year to drive those discussions. And, you know, we've been at numerous conferences already this year to discuss the programs and the data. But we remain, you know, committed to disciplined capital allocation, you know, cost-effective R&D, partnerships will be key. And, you know, ultimately, we want to be the one-stop shop for pharma and biotech to come to us looking for programs to in-license. So we've always said we'll do these early clinical studies, get the key data that de-risk the programs, and then pharma biotechs will move these forward, on their own dollar, as it were. They'll pay us for the privilege. And they'll bring it forward to develop themselves. And as I say, this it's an exciting time for us. But numerous, just like last year, numerous key milestones in the year ahead. These kind of value inflection points. And just to highlight a few would be the, you know, the cider reason, the AI program, we're having the, you know, the outputs from that coming in Q2, which would be terrific. We've progressed the RSV program, the outputs from that, you know, into looking at the lab-based validation of the outputs. So you were talking to a number of CROs to run those studies for us, which is terrific. And again, that, you know, having, you know, new drugs ultimately for RSV will be exciting. And again, as a clinical stage company, we were focused on the clinic, looking at the oral GLP-1 clinical trial, getting that up and running, established, and, you know, data planned by the end of the year. And of course, we're looking at, you know, looking at 001 in these CAR T-cell patients, where they suffer from these inflammatory responses, to be able to treat there. So numerous other ongoings. We're continually talking to our colleagues at University College Dublin around the vaccine candidates. We have an option too. So building the pipeline even further if we're excited about that data. So a busy, busy year ahead. You know, the team is moving very fast paced, and, you know, delighted that all our hard work is paying off in a successful 2022. And obviously we'll build on that in 2023.
Amazing stuff. So I said, match it. I think you've got scope to top it from the sound of things.
quite possibly.
So no, congratulations, Jeremy, on a fantastic year and everything you've achieved this year. It's truly groundbreaking stuff.
It really is. And again, I mean, I appreciate we're having this conversation, but it's the Poolbeck team behind me who have done a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, coming in, getting out of bed every day, coming in and kind of driving the programs forward, obviously, for, you know, meeting medical unmet needs. That's the key driver. And obviously, the link to that then is, you know, driving shareholder value. And, you know, we're passionate about both.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. Thank you so much, Jeremy. Great speaking to you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.